This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Mr Gay Pride Australia is a search for Aussies who best represent and support their community. The competition is designed to find, build and develop future leaders within the LGBTI community in Australia and around the world. Mr Gay Pride Australia selects the official Australian representative for Mr Gay World, who will this year be competing in South Africa for the competition's 10th year. After a public campaign and a weekend of activities, Jordan Bruno from Western Australia was announced as Mr Gay Pride at the Midsummer Carnival. The Informer spoke to him today about what this title means to him and how he wants to use his platform to provide greater support for young LGBTI people from around the country.
So the winner of Mr Gay Pride Australia 2018 is Jordan Bruno.
I'm a little overwhelmed. It's a bit of an honour. I want to thank everyone for coming out today and being a part of this amazing community. It's a real honour to represent this community and be a part of it. Honestly, I've had so much support and there's so much inspiration here. Everywhere you look, there's inspirational people that have done so much, and I hope that I can leave a fraction of the legacy that you guys have. Yeah. I'm overwhelmed, and I promise I'm going to use this to do some good things. I'm not any more special than anyone else. We can do this as a community. We have a long way to go for equality, and we've achieved a lot in the last year, but I've got my eyes on complete equality, and we won't stop until we get there. Thank you.
I went onto My Kitchen Rules with the intention to kind of be an advocate for LGBTI people and be visible, and I just didn't expect to get the response I've got. And I just didn't realise how many people were actually quite in need. And as you meet the individuals and you hear the personal stories, they kind of inspire you, and it made me want to do what I do on a bigger level, and I thought this would be the platform to make that happen. I run a cooking school in Western Australia that connects transsexual kids with each other, bisexual, pretty much I've got this cooking class and they connect the kids, and there are 12 kids in a class because they can't afford a bigger place. And then what I've discovered is essentially when they meet each other, they build these support networks and they talk about what they've gone through and they build friendships based on who they are and what they've experienced and what they're going through, and they become really tight really quick, and these friendships turn into something really significant in their life, and they've maintained it since we started the cooking classes. So some of the 6 months ago, but they talk every day in the group chat still, which is amazing. So it's just creating support networks, but more of them and across Australia, because you've got amazing charities here in Melbourne, like Minus 18, doing incredible things for kids. But in rural Australia, there's very little representation. Western Australia, we don't have much. Even Stardust, I was just talking to him, and their charity doesn't really go outside of Sydney and Melbourne. Adelaide, Northern Territory, Queensland's a bit better, but it misses out, and Tasmania's probably the worst. So I guess it's just trying to find all the amazing work that's happened in Melbourne and Sydney, and then I'm trying to spread it across the whole of Australia so that these kids realise that they have the support. And I think when they have a friendship and they have friends that are going through the same thing as them, they'll be less inclined to suffer with anxiety, depression, or anything else that might be going on in their lives. They'll have someone they can lean on, which is important. I already wrote the list the other day about all the work that I want to do. First thing first, I want to bring startups to Western Australia, grow my cooking school and get sponsorships so I can have up to 45 kids in a class. And then I also want to start a string of videos this week on, say, cultural inclusion in the gay community, body and self-image issues in the gay community, real positive issues that are becoming almost an epidemic in the LGBTI community, and so many people are suffering and we don't really talk about it. More on HIV and releasing these true videos across Icon, DNA Magazine, Same, my platforms and more. And being a voice for those gay communities that people feel insecure about, so they don't want to go on a gay holiday because they don't want to take their shirt off. I want them to be a voice and see how many people feel that way and how they don't have to be obsessed with body image and comparing bodies to each other. And not everyone in the gay community is so vain and stereotypical. We're a whole range of people, and some stand out more than others. And obviously gay culture permits a certain way of aesthetics, but we can kind of deny those and embrace who we are individually, which is kind of our campaign as a community anyway. It's all about embracing who we are. But when it comes to being within the community, I think we forget that a little bit. My platform's in Western Australia. A majority of my following is in WA. But I guess I also want to reach South Australia, Tasmania, and go Australia-wide with this and see where the demand for mental health work is required, and then we can kind of reach out to those areas because we know, okay, cool, no one in Adelaide is being supported by this, so we need to go there. Or there's no one in Kununurra that's supporting this cause, so we need to go find some mentors there that can run some community work, and then individually set it up where we're missing. Melbourne and Sydney, obviously, they've got the highest population in kids, and I'm sure there's a lot more work to be done here, but I really want to spread the amazing work that everyone's done here, because there are some inspirational people here doing incredible things across Australia. This was like kind of acknowledgement that the work that I was doing was good, because you kind of doubt yourself with everything that you're doing. You know, are you making a real impact? Are people really seeing this? Everyone there kind of knew the work I was doing, which was overwhelming. So I guess it's just acknowledgement that you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, and people are seeing it as an achievement and acknowledging it, which means a lot. So yeah, it was really overwhelming. I'm very grateful. And I mean, to me, the guys that were there, anyone that would have won really did deserve the title there. They've got their heart in the right place and they're doing incredible things.
And John, we'll get you to ask the first question for yourself to Jordan Bruno from Western Australia.
Well, Jordan doesn't like talking very much. Jordan, I'm really keen to know, obviously you've done a lot of advocacy work and we all know that, but going through this process, what's been the best part of it for you? And also, has it changed your perception of the issues that face the community at all?
Yeah, thanks, John. I guess hugely it has. The best part, part one of the question, is meeting these guys and the amazing work they're doing. And I guess what it's brought to my attention is that all seven of us are here, but we're all fighting for a different social cause. So it gives you an idea of how much work there is left to do in this community, whether it's in the Army, the Defence Force, it's regional Australia, it's trans kids in school, mental health issues. We're all here fighting for something different. And I think we're all representing the issues and how far we have to go. It's in a bit of an honour to be a part of it.
And the second part that I want to know is what's changed for you throughout this? Because obviously you already had ideals and passions, but has your perception about any of these issues changed since meeting these other fellows?
Yeah, I guess so, hugely. I guess I was a little bit, I've got my own social concerns. I'm a huge advocate for mental health with kids, and I run my LGBTI cooking school, and I published a book with all the funds going to mental health charities. I didn't quite realise how much other industries kind of needing a support and help, and they've brought it to my attention. So I'm very grateful. The amount of work needed is far more widespread than I realised.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.